April 7th, 1934, Monterey, California. Antonio Oliveira is a fisherman, and he always goes. The sky is a rich black, except for flashes of silver lightning far off in the distance. It is a winter Monterey morning, not too unlike many, and Antonio Oliveira, a Portuguese fisherman, will go as his father went, as did his grandfather, and all the Oliveiras who fished the sea before them. 4 a.m. Antonio forces down 2 cups of bitter black coffee and a crusty bread smeared heavy with butter and jam that his wife Stella, as always, has set on the morning table. "It's not a good day, Antonio. Come back to bed." She expects no answer. Antonio does not answer. It is what she always says when the weather feels heavy. He kisses her on the cheek before picking up the paper sack of bread and cheese for his noon meal, a quart thermos of the bitter black coffee accompanies the sack. This morning, as on most mornings these past years, and then Antonio regrets that he has not made children, especially a son. He blames himself. Maybe if he was less wild when he was young. Maybe if Stella was younger. Maybe. He has many maybes. When he is angry and a little drunk, he privately curses God. Antonio rows his old dinghy by rote out to his boat anchored to a buoy. On board, he turns over the engine and unlocks the chain attached to the buoy. Underway, he steers a course toward the markers where he had good luck the day before. Securing 2 ropes to the wheel, he goes to preparing his nets. The dark has not quite lifted, and the flashes of lightning seem to be more now. The wind has picked up, and a slight rain begins to fall. Antonio connects the pump coupling to the engine and listens to the sound of the worn bearings. An old habit. His fingers touch the gold crucifix, the one from his mother, and he mentions the prayer his father taught him when he first took him out to sea. He does not know why that it comes to him now, at this moment, that his father was also an only child, that he will be the last Oliveira because there will be no son to carry his name. The rain suddenly turns into a thick curtain. Antonio shakes his head and thinks that Stella was right. To stay in bed would have been better today. He pushes the throttle forward and turns the wheel to get the boat back to land, just as a large wave from nowhere at that moment crashes over the deck and washes his nets overboard. The boat is in a trough and labors to make headway. The engine sputters, gasps like an asthmatic, and then freezes. The sea has become master. Antonio has survived storms, but this one pits a hollow in his stomach. He knows in his heart there is nothing to do. He knows the sea, and he knows his boat. From the locker under the seat, he pulls the jug of strong port he has kept there for a reason he does not talk about. That would be bad luck, a sin. He knows now that the boat belongs to Saint Andrew or to God, to anyone, but not to him. Antonio Oliveira, the Portuguese fisherman who always goes, takes swallow after swallow of the port and screams at the top of his voice, "It would be good if I had a son." The jug is almost empty. And Antonio is quiet. With the crucifix in his hand, he sits on the floor of the cabin that already has a half foot of water. He closes his eyes and whispers to himself, "Maybe it would not be so good to have a son." The dawn loses its struggle with the dark, and the boat with another wave. Antonio, squinting through the slit of his eyelids, sees a light bobbing erratically in the distance. He takes one last swallow to disappear the port and closes his eyes only to wonder in his dulled thoughts, not if that boat is in trouble like he is, but if the captain of that boat has a son.